Not gonna lie, I'm very tired. The sun is starting to set, so I'm glad we finally finished setting up our campsite.
What should we do now, though?
Oh, I know.
Oh no, what is it? I have a bad feeling about this.
Let's tell horror stories to each other. It's the perfect atmosphere.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Do you have a story in mind?
When do I not have a scary story to tell?
So, what is the story about?
It better be a really scary one. You know that I don't get spooked that easily.
Yeah, right. Okay, now, spill the tea.
I want to tell you a story about one lady. She was a really weird one, actually. No one would talk to her, and she often went to the woods, especially during the nighttime. Some people who pass the woods during that time sometimes can see two eyes glowing and watching them, and they can hear chopping sounds coming from the woods as well.
Oh, this is giving me the creeps.
Okay, but that can be literally anyone. That could be a cow or something, or maybe even a lantern.
I thought that it was a cat too, but these eyes always stay in the same place. Now, it all happened a long time ago, maybe a few hundred years or so. Sometimes people can see an elderly lady walking around the town, but she always covers up her face.
But why though?
I don't know. There was an incident that she killed her husband. But that's all a theory.
Oh, it isn't that scary.
Yeah, what a boring story.
Well, that lady actually was mentally unstable. She also gave some pies to kids, and they died later on. But there were not enough of evidence to prove that lady was the killer.
But where is the juicy part, or is that it?
Well, that lady died a long time ago, too. Her house was left all in the darkness near the woods. But there was a group of teenagers exploring that house. They found bones all over the house. In the basement, they found a leg. In the drawer, they found an arm. In the kitchen, they found a spine. Turns out, it was her husband's body parts, and that lady indeed was a pure psycho.
I wish I was her husband.
Old ladies are scary.
I agree, they give me the biggest creeps.
Okay, then let's stop thinking about them. So, who's next? Who else wants to share a scary story?
Me, please pick me. Okay, so I will tell you guys a story about a little boy. Well, he just lived an ordinary life, just like any of our kids. But one day, his grandfather died and left him a wristwatch. But with the wristwatch, there was a small letter written by his grandfather.
Ooh, what did it say?
It said, "This is not much, but it's all I had. It might seem like an ordinary wristwatch, but it has a hidden secret that must not be known by other people. Please hide it somewhere far away. You are the only person I trust to do this task."
Aw, that's actually heartwarming in a way.
Yeah, that boy was so lucky. I bet that watch was expensive.
I would definitely sell it if I had the chance.
Well, actually, it was an old one, so it'd be very worthy nowadays. So, when the boy finished reading the letter, at first he was very skeptic. He even laughed and thought that all of this is just a big joke. Time passed, and the boy couldn't stop thinking about the weird letter. Once he got home, he took the wristwatch and noticed a red button on the side. He pressed it without hesitation. Nothing happened.
Wow, what a disappointment.
Yeah, I agree. I would be disappointed too.
He sat there for an hour, but nothing changed. He went to sleep and started dreaming about a demon who shredded a person into small pieces. The morning he woke up, there was a report on the news that a young lady was brutally killed, shredded in pieces, just like in his dream. The second night, the 13th night, the 48th one, the 17th one. The dream kept repeating, and the people who were killed in the dream by a demon also were murdered in real life. Then the 100th night came, and the person who got killed in the dream was the boy himself.
Damn, Grandpa was kind of evil, eh?
I mean, the story is pretty scary.
You're such scaredy cats. I'm not scared yet, guys. Oh my god, you're doing such a bad job.
Okay, then I'll tell my story.
Sure.
This story starts with the young married couple's first night at their new house. During the first night, the wife heard some noises, but didn't think too much of it.
Literally the worst thing to do. What if it was a burglar? Oh my god, I'm so disappointed.
The same thing happened again following night, and this time she went to check. She saw a scarecrow all scratched up throwing their stuff around. She went to wake up her husband up, but he just told her to go back to sleep, so she did.
A real Romeo material, right there.
But after the third night, the husband woke up without his wife in their bed. She wasn't anywhere in the house, so he went to check the garden and found his wife floating dead in the pond.
Whoa, what a great husband. Couldn't even protect his wife.
I know, right? And it was their first night. I am speechless. But the story was a spooky one. Let's agree on this one.
Yeah. Maybe it was a bit spooky. Well, okay then. I guess now it's my time to shine. So, long time ago, in medieval Europe, there was a girl. She was seen as a strange one by other people. Every night, she would go to the forest by herself and come back only in the early morning.
This story sounds kind of familiar to me.
Shh, continue.
Thank you. So, people noticing that started calling her a witch. It seemed too dangerous to leave her alive, so they tied her up in the center of the city and burned her. Later, they found out that the girl went to visit her mother's grave in the forest every night because she wasn't allowed to get out of the house by her grandma because she was too frail. And so, after a while, people started forgetting about the girl like nothing had happened until one day.
I think I will cry. That girl was legit just visiting her mother's grave and these fools burned that little girl to death.
Come here, my child. I will hug you.
Aw, let me hug you too.
Oh my god, guys, are you for real? I didn't even finish the story. Here's the good part. Someone noticed ash footprints all over the city. Then, some people even saw a shadowy figure walking around. Every night, people disappeared without a trace. Some said they heard screams of those being burned by the Ash Girl. More and more people disappeared until there was no one left, only the little girl. And so, she left to other places. You can still see her ash footprints till this day, but don't walk around the city at night, or you'll be her burning victim as well.
I knew it. I knew that she was the bad one here.
You were literally crying.
Prove it.
Your face is wet.
Well, maybe I was just sweating.
Oh, wow. These campfire stories were indeed interesting. Let's go to our tents now. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, okay. Good night.
Good night, sweetie.
One girl left now. Where are you? She drowned, oh no. Now you too. One got shot and she swims in the river. water. Where are my friends? They are dead. Only me and you. Only two of us are left.